Gary and I have been talking with our good friend Burton Kephart about his son's sacrifice for our country and how his family dealt with the news of their son dying in the battle for our country and really sacrificing himself. Even though he was shot multiple times, he kept manning his post in his vehicle in order to protect his fellow soldiers. And so, as we've looked at this and talked about this book, Proven in Battle, that goes into great detail, if you're interested in it, it tells a lot more about Jonathan's life. I just want to ask you, Burton, when you heard this news recently breaking about a congresswoman criticizing President Trump for his phone call to this young Gold Star widow, as somebody who has gone through this difficult process, what were your thoughts of this being made public and going into the news? How did you feel when you heard about that?
When I first heard it for the very first time, it made me very angry. And then I got to thinking, you know what? I really feel sorry for those who are so critical of our president, because I've learned in my lifetime, a long time ago, it is far easier to criticize the one doing something than it is to be doing what they are doing. And that's what I thought. I honestly felt sorry for her. I also thought that President Trump has a lot on his plate as president of our great country. And I have to really admire him for his sincerity in desiring to call these families and to express his condolences to them. And may I say this by personal experience? It is not easy for anyone to find the words to speak to a family that is grieving in the loss of a loved one. And then I thought this. There's a scripture verse that says, "Let him who is without sin cast the first stone." And I'll guarantee you, those who are so critical of his efforts in expressing his condolences to these families, I'll guarantee you they haven't made that phone call. And if you ask me, that's being somewhat hypocritical. That's what I thought.